Hello again, I'm Julie Stanford, and this is the sixth in my series of 20 essential business startup tips. This time we're going to be looking at how you will set up your business, that is the form of business you'll choose. Just to say that I'm going to cover this subject over two tips because it is quite a big subject. In this tip, we'll be talking broadly about how you'll set up the business and we'll be looking at sole tradership. I also want to say that some of this information may not be relevant for business startups outside the UK because I can't make comment about the wider world, unfortunately. My area of expertise is the UK. Okay, let's get started. I'm going to say to you then, should you start your own business from scratch? Buy someone else's business or perhaps buy a franchise? Starting your own business gives you the freedom to develop your own idea into a business. If you have a good original idea and plenty of research to prove to yourself that it's going to work, perhaps starting a business from scratch is the option for you. If you have a business idea and a friend or acquaintance that you're keen to work with, then you might consider setting up together. The advantage here is that you can combine forces and money to do more than you might be able to do on your own. But setting up in business together with someone can be like getting married. You need to be very open and honest with any potential business partner. Maybe you've seen something that works in another town or in another country and you've thought, I could do that. Some great businesses have come from copying someone else's idea, as long as you do it legally. Setting up a similar business and doing it in your own way could be just for you. But be careful that you don't do it exactly the same as someone else, because in that way you could be infringing their legal rights or actually missing an opportunity to do it even better. What about buying someone else's business? Well, this can give you an existing customer base and some proof that there's a market for what you'll be doing. If you have enough money to buy an existing business and prefer not to take the risk of starting something completely new, perhaps this option would work for you. Sometimes you get the opportunity to join someone else in a business that's already up and running. Buying into someone else's business can be great because you know whether or not something's working already, and you might be able to add that certain something that the business needs to take off. Buying a franchise has the advantage of giving you a ready-made brand name and a certain amount of support. If you have some capital, that is money to invest, and want to start a business, but are short of original business ideas, perhaps you should choose the option of franchising. It may be worthwhile talking to an accountant or another qualified professional to find out what form of business is appropriate for you. Making the right decision now could save you money in the long term. Now let's think about the form of business. If you opt to start a business from scratch, you'll need to consider which form of business is right for you. Let's think first about being a sole trader or freelancer. People who work on their own, such as plumbers and consultants, often set up as a sole trader, which simply means that they're a self-employed person working alone. Whilst this is the simplest and quickest way of setting up in business, many small businesses nowadays set up as limited companies from the start. This is because they can make significant savings on their tax bills and national insurance contributions, even when their profits are relatively low. Let's look at the advantages of sole tradership. They're easy to set up. All you have to do is tell the Inland Revenue that you're setting up in business and register for VAT if your turnover is likely to be over the current threshold. You're the owner-manager. You are the business. There's no separate legal entity. You get to keep all the profits after tax. And unless your earnings are high, your total tax payments can be lower than if you form a limited company. Financial record keeping is usually simple. You keep your independence. You can always form a limited company at a later date and transfer the business to it. And a sole tradership is easy to wind up. Let's look at the disadvantages now. If something goes wrong and the business has debts, you are personally responsible for them. This means that all of your own personal assets are at risk. You pay normal income tax rates on your business profits, plus any money you take from the business for personal use, which is often called drawings. You suffer all the losses. You're also entitled to fewer social security benefits. There's a lack of support. Everything is down to you and you can feel isolated. It may be more difficult to raise capital to finance the business and it can be harder to sell the business or to pass it on. This is the end of part one of What Form of Business. In tip seven, I talk about partnerships, social enterprises and limited companies. Thank you for listening.